This is the first year that this award's ever been given, and this is a Kentucky Agriculture Lifetime Achievement Award. And this individual has elevated and worked tirelessly to make sure that Kentucky is always represented. He told me one time when I was out of college and involved in something that he asked me if we were represented in something that was going on in the community, and I told him I didn't know, I wasn't sure. And he said, always remember, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. And it has always stuck with me, and I'm sure I'm not the only one here that he has said that to. When it comes to local, state, national politics, this individual is someone who is sought out for his advice, his expertise, and his thoughts about how something should work or what we need to do. No ask is ever too big, and oftentimes I'm the guy that's asking of him. Doesn't matter if it's a country ham auction in Christian County, Logan County, or at the state fair. It's always, tell me what you need, tell me what you want me to do, and I'm glad to help. Sponsorships, his name, his business name shows up in all of them about everywhere you go, and not just locally, but again, across the region and across the state. Community and church are equally as important to him as his family and the things that he does to serve agriculture in our community. He's meant so much to me personally, and a lot of you in this room as well. His contributions will always be noticed, remembered, and he does it each day without asking for anything in return. A cornerstone in so many walks of life. Agriculture is not the only one. Mention his name in the American Quarter Horse Association, and you'll hear about world championship Western Pleasure horses. Mention his name in the tractor pulling circuit across the country, and you'll hear about his grandsons and winning tractor pulls, winning pulling tractors. Mention it anywhere in the United States in the equipment business, and you'll hear things like a recent news article where he was named to the Dealership Hall of Fame. If you haven't figured out who I'm talking about my good friend, Wayne Hunt. He's been married to Linda Fuller since 1961, has two children, Steve and Dana Hunt, five grandchildren, Brandon, James Darren, Lauren Smith, Shane, and Chloe Smith. Four great-grandchildren, Case Hunt, Ella Hunt, Carol Langley, and James Eli Hunt. In the beginning, Wayne worked his way through high school on a small family farm. Did custom work, baling hay, raising tobacco, and worked for neighboring farms. July 1961, he worked for Thomas Industries in Hopkinsville. Many of you know what that is. Worked the night shift, farmed during the day. In 1966, he went to work for W.R. Grace here in Hopkinsville with his good friend Charles Petty. At the time, that W.R. Grace was one of the largest corporations in the country. Wayne worked in liquid fertilizer sales and was a store manager. 1971, he went into business for himself, purchasing Ashland Oil Petroleum Distribution Center in Hopkinsville. His customers were primarily farmers that he had established a relationship with. During the same time, he started Hunt Farms, which now consists of over 11,000 acres of corn, wheat, soybeans, tobacco. Wayne's farming operation has always kept him grounded to what's important in his other businesses. 1975, he founded AgriChem, independent fertilizer, chemical, and seed operation. There were 10 farm supply operations in Christian and surrounding counties at the time. For the next 23 years, Wayne led AgriChem. It became a cornerstone of agriculture in this area. Not only had the company grown to five retail outlets and a wholesome river terminal, but it had evolved into a center of influence politically and a leader and innovation in agriculture. In 1997, Wayne partnered with Hopkinsville Elevator and sold half of AgriChem to them. The partnership with the Elevator propelled AgriChem to a new level. It still exists today. They expanded it east and west, growing retail and the wholesale business, and supplying many retail competitors. In 2006, Wayne sold 30% of his part of AgriChem to the employees by establishing an ESOP. AgriChem had the unique structure of being 50% co-op, 30% ESOP, and 20% independently owned by him. In 2010, he sold the remaining interest in AgriChem to Hopkinsville Elevator. H&R AgriPower. In 1990, Wayne founded AgriPower by purchasing one of Case Company's stores in Hopkinsville. Saw an opportunity to provide the same service that he had provided through many other businesses that he had owned in this community. The business grew rapidly, grew over 500% in the first 3 years. In 1993, Wayne merged his business with longtime friends Ross and Brenda Morgan at H&R to form H&R AgriPower, which is what is known as today. The business grew beyond anyone's expectations, now spans 21 retail locations in 6 states. H&R AgriPower is among the leaders in North America for Case, Kubota, and many other brands. Wayne has continued the innovation he started at AgriChem and impacted the equipment business greatly. He sold his interest in AgriPower in 2014, becoming the first farm implement dealership in this country to be 100% employee-owned. He continues to lead H&R today and serves as CEO and chairman of the board. In 2000, the General Assembly in Kentucky enacted the Agriculture Development and Ag Finance Corporation. He's a charter member of that, being appointed by every governor that's represented the state of Kentucky since 2000. Travels to Frankfort multiple times a month, sometimes multiple times a week, spending countless hours being sure that projects are funded, invested wisely, and more importantly, that Christian County is being represented at those tables. Wayne's devotion to the board, the Ag Development Board, is truly an act of service to agriculture across this state and this country. The most notable project, and you heard Congressman Comer mention it earlier today, that the Kentucky Ag Development Board has funded is our very own ethanol plant here in Hopkinsville. Too many leadership awards to list, Dealer Hall of Fame, Farmer of the Year, numerous agribusiness of the year awards. Been a trustee at Olivet Baptist Church for 25 years, chairing long-range planning and personnel committees, Kentucky Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Chamber of Commerce, United Way in Hopkinsville. He has a servant's heart for that. Heritage Christian Academy, past president, board member, ethanol plant, board, so many things, too many to mention. Mr. Hunt has been a friend to many people in this room, and his contributions are way too many to mention here today, as I said earlier. If you would, keep your seats, and there's a small video that we're going to show before we present Mr. Hunt with this award.